Commissioner Rothstein of District 5 has been visiting local businesses during this crisis and sat down with two local business owners from Stratosphere and Sykesville Pottery and Arts Center in Sykesville.
Again, I'm Commissioner Ed Rothstein. You know me, Brian. Eldridgeburg, Sykesville. We're trying to figure out how to help out some of these small businesses. What's crushing to me is, and honestly, I'm just going to talk sincere, your grand opening was today. I've been pushing this for a year with you on getting things right, the fire codes, all of the permits necessary. And you had 600 folks last week go through this in the beta testing. So it's crushing. I mean, you tell me you're not sleeping at night, but what are some of the very specific, like the pragmatic impacts that you've had?
I think for me, it's the loss that I feel for the employees.
And how many employees?
It was 84 employees that were either left previous employment or their first time having a job. We spent a couple weeks training everybody, running through the systems, getting things up and ready, all the food delivery orders, a lot of inventory sitting in stock, and then the day we're going to open, we have to close.
Yeah, and you know, like we talked about a minute ago, this is not a promotion. This is not...
No.
Trust me, I was looking forward to this grand opening and bringing Sam here anyway, but this is about what are we going to do from here. And I share with you, I serve on the Workforce Development Board. Secretary Robinson and Secretary Schultz from Commerce and Labor are collaborating on what the state can provide. I share with you the website, and I'll make sure you get that. I'm listening to SBA and what the feds are going to do, but I'll share with you, I'm going to talk with the landlord. I already did once, you know, and I'm going to re-engage with him. He wants me to. Talk with the bank, you know, talk with Steve, SBDC from Small Business, and then Jack Liber. So the 5-6 of us are going to come together and try and figure out what to do. No silver bullets.
No, not at all. Because my first thoughts were for the employees. Yeah. It's not like, hey, I can't open it. We can't open, right? They've got bills, and we're excited bringing this to the community. Everybody kept telling me we definitely needed this, we want to do this.
Yeah.
But we're all in this situation now. It's, you know, I want to give people the impression that it's just me.
Right.
My neighbors
next
door, we're all in this thing together. We're trying to figure out what can we do, what can we do next, how long. I'm in constant contact with my employees, just so as I know. I feel for their families.
I know. And, you know, I share with a lot of folks, I don't use the word constituents. It's about, like you said, community. It's about neighbors. It's about friends and trying to figure out what to do. There's no timeline associated. I mean, I've done so many things where it was a snowstorm or an earthquake or droughts, and there's no freaking timeline. And
all the business owners are talking, and that's the hard part, right? Because there's nothing to plan against, right? Everybody wants to know something.
Right.
Contingencies, what do we do? But it's just this moving target.
Yeah. You know, my intent is to go around to a few of the businesses I know that are getting hit. I mean, I went to a kickboxing gym yesterday. It's all about cash flow, and you know that.
Sure.
What it's all about.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just want to share with you. I want to come through this.
I appreciate it.
It's Thursday.
It was unexpected.
But just to try to figure out what to do. You know, we're going to take it 2 weeks at a time, I think. You know, but today I will be reaching out to those folks I mentioned, and I'll follow up with you later on tonight, probably, what I hear.
We'll
just go from there. But
yeah, and just to the community, I would say just hang in there, everybody, the best we can. We'll do our best to be here.
Yep.
And welcome everybody when cabin fever.
It's a really cool place. It'll be cooler when there's freaking 1,000 people in here, whatever, making things happen. So
just everybody had a really good time with the beta testing, the friends and family event, seeing people hanging out on the couches and just kicking back and relaxing was a dream come true, really.
Yeah.
And then want to get the employees back to work.
Yeah. And this dream is right now a temporary nightmare, but it's going to turn back to a dream.
Sure.
So
we'll all come together.
Cool. Okay. Keeping social distancing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good. So I'll talk to you a little bit.
All right, sure. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Abby, I appreciate you stopping, you know, just stopping me as I was getting in my car, talking to Scott over there over at Patapsco Distillery. What's cool about what he's doing?
Oh, it's amazing.
He's making hand sanitizer.
I know.
And
love it.
The county is going to take advantage of that and buy some. Now, just as I shared with you, I was over with Brian over at Stratosphere, and yeah, I know it's not politically correct, but to say he's screwed is an understatement.
It breaks my heart to see what happened.
He's letting off 84 folks. Now, for you, Abby, you know, here, what do you think the impact's going to be right now?
We're going to lose our income and our business.
I mean, are people coming by now?
We have had a few of these, what we call Pottery to Go kits that we put together. They go on our website.
Right.
There's pictures of the pieces. They pick out what they want. They send it to us. They pick out the colors they want. We fill up little containers. We pack everything up that they need. We pick a time that they come. When they come, I go and meet them at the car and hand it to them.
Okay.
So they don't even leave their car. So it's very safe. And with kids being at home, this is such an ideal thing for parents to use.
Okay.
As entertainment as art?
That's cool. So, this is what I'm going to do. This is not a, you know, like a public announcement or to try to just promote you. This is to say, how are we going to get through this stuff? As I shared, I'm going to talk with Small Business Development, Steve Colello, our economic developer, Jack Lapper. I am going to share this also with Ian, with the mayor, saying that these are some of the things we're doing. But I'm also going to reach out to Dr. Locker, Steve, with the schools, and see what we can do. So I didn't even think about that. And I will post it on my page. I'll get it to the county. And just let people know there is an alternative to handling the time, especially with the kids.
We can set up packages of any type of art that the kids need, like canvas painting and clay.
Okay.
We're a very versatile studio, which is wonderful because kids need this creative outlet.
Yeah.
And for parents to go out and purchase this stuff, A, it means them going out in public and purchasing it.
Yeah.
And B, we have what it takes. We can give you the instructions. We know what we're doing, so it makes it good. And there are other places. I'm not saying just me.
Sure.
There are other places like us who are seeing the effects of it.
Oh, yeah.
And we're 55% kids' business.
Yeah.
And my summer programs. I'm scared to think what's going to happen to that. I've had pre-registration for my summer camps. I'm terrified of what's going to happen there.
Okay. So let me, and then also Matt McMullen from our Chamber of Commerce. I'll send it to him. And we'll just try to figure it through, okay?
I'm grateful for anything you do. I'm grateful that you took the time to stop and listen to me. Because it's a really scary time.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It's no answers.
Right.
There's no answers.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, you don't have any answers. I don't have any answers.
No, but
I'm old enough to have lived through many things.
This disaster doesn't have a timeline. That's the problem. And you know,
there's no reference either.
You know, it's about community, it's about neighbors, it's about, you know, going from shop to shop saying, what do you need? And that's
well, you know, even thinking about the other businesses on Main Street, I don't know anybody who's going to come out and shop for clothes or candles or, you know, that type of stuff, which I really, it breaks my heart to see what's going to happen to these businesses. We are all very close community on Main Street.
I know.
We believe in each other, we work well with each other.
Yeah.
And we promote each other. And one of my things over the years as one of the admins for Sykesville Online Community, which you know is the big one, has always been to promote Main Street Sykesville and to make sure we grow. And we have grown from it. We've done very well. And I think that the communication that we've created is awesome. We have a merchant group. We have everything. And so, I mean, the more communication you all can do to support us through our merchants would be awesome.
No, I will. And I'll post this also on Sykesville Online. So, okay.
They don't need to know I'm the admin. I hide that well, Teresa.
Okay.
But it is a real big point is that we do use it.
You do. Oh, I know.
To help.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I mean, I look at Bridie, who's, gosh, it's just killing Baldwin's.
I know.
Oh my God, these are legends. These businesses have been forever. Beck's closed.
Yep. Kismet closed.
Oh,
I know.
Gosh. So it breaks my heart to see all this.
I know.
These are all people I know from being in a small business for all these years in this area.
Yep.
I mean, I've been around for 13 years in this area in a small business.
Right.
We've survived some pretty rough things like Snowmageddon.
Yeah, exactly.
And things like that, but I don't think any of us can survive this. I really don't. But any help you can get would be amazing.
I will.
Thank you for taking the time.
Good deal.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
You're wonderful.
I'll talk to you later. Okay,
thanks.
You.